Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. It's been Friday for a while, but it's Friday. Hey, that should put you in a good mood. It's also the first weekend in March. And even though the madness has not truly begun, the madness has begun. Lots going on. And that's a good thing. We like it when things are happening. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports, kicking off the Friday afternoon of local programming here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the app, the free KGYM app, download it today, also on your smart speaker, however you are listening. We appreciate your ears, as always. 319-366-1600, your line to us, direct connection to the International Broadcast Center here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, as Ben is eagerly waiting your call or text today to forward on to me here in the studio booth. We've got Big Ten women's basketball on the TV. A little bit away from changing it back over to the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Northern Iowa, the Panthers, number one seed in the MVC Arch Madness, is moving on. 13-point victory over Illinois State just concluded a few moments ago. Indiana, Maryland in women's hoops going on right now. Battle of top 10 teams or top ranked teams. Just ranked teams. Maybe not top ranked teams, but at one point they were this season. Indiana in control right now, but a tight one in Indianapolis. Of course, the Iowa women's basketball team will take the court in about 3.5 hours or so. They're opening game in the Big Ten women's basketball tournaments, and we got plenty of men's basketball to talk about from the Big Ten and beyond today. Jam-packed show for you here on your airwaves. 319-366-1600. You can also follow along on Twitter with the show hashtag SOS on KGYM. If you have questions, have comments, you can use that hashtag to tweet along with us here today. Look for our show posts on there and any other content that I decide to slap the good old hashtag on. You'll find it there on Twitter. 207 and Spencer Wagon, my name. Appreciate you joining us here today. Let's start with what happened in Ann Arbor last night. And I told you folks all week, I tried to tell you, my sports spidey sense was tingling. Spidey sense was tingling. I said, I think Iowa's going to win one of their final two. And they did it. They won. They beat Michigan 82-71, getting the job done from start to finish last night. Michigan made it close at one point in that second half, or a couple different points actually, pulled within single digits, but Iowa found an answer, and the Hawkeyes get it done. Now 5 straight victories, and all of those wins by double digits for the Hawkeyes and Fran McCaffrey's team as they get revenge for that one loss in February. Of course, we talked about how they went 7-1 in the month of February, that one loss being to the Wolverines in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And Iowa got it done on the road, beating Michigan. And I guess the trend we talked about on this show and when I filled it on the Gym Class yesterday, where Michigan was alternating wins and losses, I guess that did come into play last night. Just beat Michigan State earlier in the week, and then they lose to Iowa at home. I guess I feel sorry for Ohio State now, because it sounds like if that trend does continue, Michigan will win, but I digress. Hawkeyes last night leading essentially start to finish. 39-18 tied with the lead, according to the official stat sheet. But they came out firing on all cylinders, and they led by 17 at the half. And even as Michigan started to shoot a little bit better in the second half, Iowa just was playing on their A game. And it really wasn't enough to mount a serious comeback. The key moments I took away from watching that game was, number one, Jordan Bohannon. That was exactly the type of game you needed from your senior leader, vintage J-Bo, last night. Bohannon on the final score sheet, 19 points, 5 of 7 from three-point distance, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. So 19 for Jordan Bohannon last night. And if you watched the game, you watched any of the highlight tape, two big three-pointers in the second half, early on, about the 17-minute mark of that second half. Bohannon hitting back-to-back threes, one right over Hunter Dickinson, which was a huge shot, to push that lead from 13. So it went from 17 down to 13, two threes, pushing it back up to 19 points early in the second half. And then the other key moment, my other key takeaway, key moment from that game, was late in the second half. Michigan able to get that lead down to 7 points at two different points in that game. And Iowa answered. And it was Chris Murray each time answering with points for Iowa on both instances, hitting a three. Michigan would cut it back down. And then a two-pointer to push it back out, push the lead back out to 9 points. So that really sealed the deal for the Hawkeyes there. You talk about Chris Murray, his brother Keegan, with 23 points, 7 of 9 from the floor. So very efficient night for Keegan. Jordan Bohannon, 19 points, 5 of 7 from 3. Chris Murray, 19 points, 9 for 11 shooting. And then Tony Perkins, another nice game, finishing on the stat line with 13 points for Tony Perkins. 13 points and 4 rebounds for Perkins last night in the victory. And another key that we talked about on the show yesterday and talked about on the gym class was being better on the defensive side of the ball. And when we look back at what happened in Iowa City, Musa Diabate, big man for Michigan, had 28, a career high in Iowa City. He was held to 4 points last night, 2 of 9 shooting. Hunter Dickinson, a double-double, 21 and 11 for the Wolverines. Eli Brooks had 17, and Caleb Houston each with 11. And you get down to the nitty-gritty of the stats last night. Iowa committing just 9 turnovers to Michigan's 13. Iowa got 11 points off those turnovers. Michigan getting 12 off of the 9 turnovers for the Hawkeyes. Points in the paint went to Michigan. Really no surprise there, 42 to 36. Second chance points, 11 of them for Iowa, 7 only for Michigan. And then bench points, Iowa got 19 to only 8 for the Wolverines. That's the tale of the tape last night with the Hawkeyes getting the win, 82 to 71 over the Michigan Wolverines. In Ann Arbor, big road victory last night, pushing that win streak to 5 for Iowa. Let's hear from Coach Fran McCaffrey following the game last night. And he talked a little bit about what they were able to do differently on the defensive end against big players like Diabate and Hunter Dickinson. Here's his response.
I thought we did a better job of defending them before they got it. And then, you know, we came with some double teams that were a little more connected, I think, maybe than they were the last time. It's one thing to double him, but he's a good passer. Like, he'll find people, you know. So, okay, where's he throwing it? Can you deflect it? Can you make sure you're there on the catch and you're not late? You make sure you don't have two guys run to one, and they make one more, and they're, you know, Houston's hitting 4 threes out of the corner. You know, when you talk about being connected, that's what you mean. If you're doubling, you got 3 guarding 4. Well, you better figure it out, or else they're going to pick you apart.
And Fran McCaffrey talking there about their defensive changes and how they were able to work well against Diabate and Dickinson in the game last night. Again, Diabate finishing with just 4 points last night. Dickinson with 21 and 11 in the loss for Michigan. McCaffrey talking about Chris Murray, his performance on both the defensive and offensive side of the ball. Again, Chris finishing with 19 points on 9 of 11 shooting. Last night, here's Fran on Chris's play last night against the Wolverines.
Well, I think the thing that really is important for him and was important tonight, you know, he stayed out of foul trouble and he really worked, you know, whether he was guarding Dickinson or Diabate, you know, you got to play those guys before they get it. He's moving his feet. He's over toward the ball. He's anticipating action and using his length. So we were able to play him 26 minutes because he wasn't in foul trouble.
One of my key points from the game and key takeaways, key moments from the game was when Michigan was able to cut it down to single digits, how Iowa responded each time. And Fran talked about that too.
We didn't panic. You know, you knew they were going to keep coming. You know, it's a really good team with really good players and great coaching staff. I look forward to seeing Juwan in Indianapolis. Look forward to seeing him back. We kind of kept it for a good portion of the second half over 10, and then it was 7 minutes. You know, it went under 10. Okay, well now it's manageable. It's three possessions. You know, can we get enough stops? Can we get enough scores? Because at that point, as you know, we were not in the bonus. You know, they could be physical, and we're not shooting 1-on-1. So we had to be strong with the ball.
We talked about Tony Perkins, another solid performance from him, finishing with 13 points last night in the contest. Fran talked about Tony Perkins and his performance in the victory last night over Michigan.
He impacts the game in a lot of ways, and he's a competitor, so he's going to keep coming. And, you know, early on when you're a young player, sometimes you miss a shot or you turn the ball over, you make a mistake, you let it linger. And he's beyond that now. You know, he's going to make a mistake. He's going to miss a shot. Go do something good. Steal the ball, get a rebound, drive the ball, get to the free throw line, make a shot. I think he's in a really good place right now, Tony.
Comments on Tony Perkins there. And lastly, we'll hear from Fran here about the 5-game winning streak. He was asked about that all by double digits. Here's his comments on the win streak so far.
I don't think it's, you know, really complicated. You know, you got to compete defensively. You got to compete on the glass. You got to take care of the ball. You got to move the ball and share the ball. Everybody's got to be ready. You know, whoever you put in, it's got to be ready to produce. If they're not scoring, can they affect the game positively in other ways? That's the team we have. You know, and we got a lot of guys doing that. They're really, really supportive of each other.
So the Hawkeyes win 82-71 over Michigan last night. Iowa improving, that is, to 12-7 and 22-8. Michigan with the loss dropping to 10-9 and 16-13. Elsewhere in the Big Ten last night, the upcoming opponent for the Hawkeyes, the Illinois Fighting Illini, had a tough go last night at home. They won, though. They beat Penn State 60-55 at State Farm Center. Illinois shooting just 36% from the floor and 32% from three. Demonte Williams with 14. Kofi Coburn with just 11 and 6 rebounds in the win for the Illini. The Illini keeping pace with the Badgers, still looking to get at least a share of the Big Ten crown. That would require Wisconsin losing at home to Nebraska and then Illinois beating Iowa in the season finale on Friday. One of those things more likely to happen than the other, but we'll see what happens this weekend. Illinois 14-5, 21-8. Penn State is still towards the bottom of the league, higher than Northwestern, Minnesota, Nebraska, for what it's worth. And then a game you heard actually right here on KGYM, courtesy of Westwood One Sports, Ohio State rebounding. We talked and maybe poked a little fun at Ohio State after they lost back-to-back games to Maryland and Nebraska. Well, they came back with authority and drubbed Michigan State last night. It was, 11-0, I think 13-2 at one point in that game. Ohio State winning 80-69, four players in double figures for the Buckeyes, led by Malachi Branham with 22. EJ Liddell, another nice game for him, 19-8 in the victory for the 23rd-ranked Buckeyes. Ohio State at 12-7, 19-9. Knocking off Michigan State, who falls to 10-9 and 19-11. Take a look at the rest of the Big Ten standings here. Wisconsin, like we said, 15-4, 24-5. We'll recap the whole schedule for this weekend coming up in our College Hoops Weekend Menu segment. But Illinois at 14-5, 21-8. Purdue 13-6, 24-6. Iowa and Ohio State both at 12-7. Like we mentioned, Rutgers at 11-8, 17-12. Michigan State, Michigan, both 10-9, and then Indiana at 9-10. The Hoosiers have a tough one coming up against their in-state rival. They want to sweep Purdue, but will Purdue want to get swept by Indiana? Answer to that question, it's obviously no, but we'll see how things shake out here this weekend. We'll again tell you about what's coming up in our weekend menu here in just a bit. Other results from around the world of college hoops last night in the Big 12. Kansas got some revenge. Beating TCU. TCU beat them earlier in the week. Kansas defended their home court, winning 72-68. And in the top 25, you had Houston blowing out Temple, 84-46 in Arizona. Number two, Arizona, rolling past Stanford last night, 81-69. It is 2:19 here on the program. We're going to take our first break of the day. But before we do that, we'll have a check of forecast and Jason Fitz will check out the ESPN Sports Beat for you coming up here in just a moment. On the other side, more College Hoops talk. We'll get to our weekend menu, tell you what's coming up in the Big Ten, take a look at where teams stand bracketology-wise, And we'll talk about what else is going on in college hoops in the state of Iowa, Northern Iowa. Yes, 8699. Thanks for your text at 319-366-1600. The Panthers getting their win over Illinois State. We'll recap that one. Take a look at Iowa State's game at Baylor this weekend as well. All that and more on the other side of the break. Spencer on Sports continues after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions for the rest of the day. Temperatures will be climbing up to a high around 48. Then later on tonight, we briefly drop down to a low around 40. As we head into the morning hours, we'll start to warm up. A round of showers will come through in the morning, and then we'll get a break in the afternoon. Temperatures will be climbing into the low to mid 60s. We'll then have showers and storms in the evening, some of which may be strong. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
College basketball is in a bad spot. I mean, Coach K retiring obviously raises questions about what's next to Duke. But isn't it really fair to ask questions about what's next for the sport of college basketball entirely? Now, before any diehard hits me up, I'm not talking to you. Like, the questions about how to fix Major League Baseball have nothing to do with Major League Baseball diehard fans. It all has to do with growth of the game. If you want to start having casual fan conversations about what's happening in college basketball, we'll be reminded, as we are every year, that most fans aren't really paying attention until we get to the NCAA tournament. The casuals tune in then. And so if we're talking to the casual fans that only know a few different brands particularly well, Duke is one of them. But that's largely because of Coach K. So with no more Krzyzewski, now not only does college basketball have to figure out how to keep Duke as a prominent program, how to maximize the brand power that that brand has become within the sport itself, but they're also going to figure out how to find a new face, the new guy that every single person knows the minute they're on TV. That takes time to build. And college basketball, while it's trying to build that, will take a step back in popularity amongst people that don't pay as much attention as the diehards. The Nets and the Lakers lose, and everybody can sit there and say, oh, look, what can they do by the playoffs? I don't want them to do anything. If the Nets and the Lakers go on this massive run and we end up with those two teams making it to the NBA Finals, while we will talk about the redemption that story creates, what we won't talk about is how meaningless it makes the regular season. Think about it. If you can just mail it in for the entire regular season or be bad for the entire regular season for one of 100 different reasons, and then all of a sudden all you got to do is make it to the play-in game, and because you are stacked with more talent, you're a team in the NBA Finals, it's bad for the sport. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
It's that time of year again at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers.
Hey, we're Joseph and Clayton Hoyt.
And we're excited to let you know about the huge wedding band show and sale we're hosting.
It's 3 days only, March 4th through the 6th. Set it on your calendar.
It's the biggest and best wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area.
Newly engaged, perfect timing.
Married for a while, it's a great time to update those rings.
We'll be showcasing top designers including Noam Carver, Crown Ring, Carlex, and Blue Royale.
You and your partner will find something you both love.
Stop in anytime, March 4th through the 6th. No appointment necessary.
We'll have food, drinks, and a raffle for a $500 credit towards your wedding bands.
And we'll also throw in a free silicone band and a free tungsten band with any purchase of any precious metal men's ring.
This is the biggest wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area.
And it's only at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers in Cedar Rapids, corner of Collins and First Ave.
Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
During the month of March, everyone seems to be Irish. Unfortunately, no one's luck is immune to the consequences of drunk driving. For too many Americans, St. Patrick's Day has ended in tragedy due to drunk drivers getting behind the wheel. You can't rely on a four-leaf clover to keep you safe. You have to make your own luck. Designate a sober driver. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Menards' huge selection of over 1,000 Patriot lighting options makes finding your style easy with 11% off everything. Coordinate the lighting in different rooms of your home with the trendy Citrine collection. The mid-century modern lines, elegant gold finish, and white glass is the perfect upgrade you've been needing. Get 11% off all Patriot lighting now at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
All right, back at 224, Spencer on Sports, rolling on here for a Friday. Happy Friday. 319-366-1600. Spent our first segment recapping last night's win for the Hawkeyes. Men's basketball beating Michigan last night on the road, 82-71. Just concluded a little bit ago before we turned on the microphone and came to you live on the airwaves. The UNI Panthers moving on in the MVC Arch Madness. Top-seeded Panthers downing Illinois State, 78-65. Panthers winning over the Redbirds. It was a 10-point game at halftime, 40-30. UNI in the victory, getting 17 points from A.J. Green. Noah Carter with 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. A.J. Green also with 7 assists. And then great afternoon for the Panthers from Trey Burhau. He had 15 in the victory for UNI. 7 points off the bench for the sixth man of the year, Bowen Bourne, for the Panthers, as well as the Panthers are moving on after beating Illinois State 78-65. So they will face off against the winner of, actually, what's going to be a sneaky good game coming up here in a few minutes, Loyola. Of course, everybody knows Loyola's story, getting the number 4 seed. You think they have something to prove? I think they have something to prove. If they're Loyola, they want to get back to the tournament here. Latest bracketology that I saw here for today had Loyola still in the tournament, but just barely one of the last 4 in. That's as of today. I think Joe Lunardi still assuming that Northern Iowa is going to get the automatic qualifier, and indeed he is. He still has Northern Iowa in the field as a 14 seed, still playing in Indianapolis against the 3 seed Purdue. Panther fans probably hoping that doesn't happen, taking on Purdue in a friendly environment in Indy. But you play who you play. You got to win the tournament first to get there. But UNI still being assumed as the automatic qualifier as they play on in the MVC tournament. But Loyola, the 4 seed in the MVC, they are the last team into the tournament. The last team in, according to Joe Lunardi, as of this morning. Loyola taking on Bradley, who is trying to play their way into the NCAA tournament. Probably and likely will have to win the whole thing, win Arch Madness to get in. But you got Loyola and Bradley coming up here in just moments. Later on tonight, Missouri State, the number 2 seed, taking on Valpo. Valpo, little trouble with Evansville last night. And you'll see Missouri State and Valpo. And then Drake Bulldogs in action. Around 8:30 Central Time tip-off as Drake takes on Southern Illinois. Bulldogs 22-9, Southern Illinois 16-14, but played Drake very tough this year. So Drake looking to advance. And should the higher seeds hold, even if Bradley wins, I'm going to say straight up, and I'm not saying anything groundbreaking here, that I think the Arch Madness semifinals will be appointment viewing tomorrow, especially if you and I and Drake get to the semifinals. We know UNI is there, but especially if Drake gets in. I know a lot of TV sets, a lot of streams will be connected to that in the state of Iowa coming up tomorrow. But that is what's going on with that. UNI advancing, Drake playing later tonight, and we'll try to keep you updated on what's happening with the Loyola game coming up here in just a bit. Your weekend menu when it comes to Big Ten action. Just one game tomorrow. The bulk of the action is on Sunday. But tomorrow's game is an interesting one because you've got Purdue in action tomorrow, taking on Indiana. And Indiana, another case study of they need things to go right for them. Indiana, according to Joe Lunardi, as of this morning, the first team out of the tournament. So Loyola is the last team in. Indiana is the first team out. And Indiana has not been playing very well down the stretch. They won a couple games over Maryland and Minnesota, then lost that one to Rutgers earlier this week that really hurt them. So Indiana on the outside looking in as of this morning, according to Joe Lunardi. Does a win over Purdue, does sweeping Purdue put them squarely back in? We'll see what happens. But that game is at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. Indiana did win in Bloomington over Purdue on a late shot. They'd love to get the sweep, but I think Purdue will have the answer for them coming up tomorrow. That's the lone Big Ten game, like I mentioned. All eyes here in Iowa will likely be on your TVs Sunday evening at 6:30 as Iowa takes on Illinois, number 24 Iowa, number 20 Illinois. Iowa cruising past Michigan, Illinois struggling with Penn State. Hawkeyes, if they want to secure that double bye, need to get the win, and they are playing some really good basketball. We'll see if they can spoil another senior night, taking down Illinois. Other Big Ten games on Sunday, ranked teams in action. Number 10, Wisconsin, is taking on Nebraska. Ohio State's coming off their win over Michigan State, looking to take down their arch-rival Michigan. That game will be in Columbus. We also got Rutgers taking on Penn State, Michigan State hosting Maryland, and Minnesota and Northwestern. That's your Big Ten slate for this weekend. In the Big 12, Iowa State looking to rebound from a tough loss, like we talked about in yesterday's show, as they fell to Oklahoma State at home over the weekend. Or not over the weekend, that was on Wednesday. Over the weekend, they will play Baylor, number 3 ranked Baylor Bears, this weekend in Waco. And of course, don't need to spend too much time on it for any Cyclone listeners out there. Iowa State shooting just 28% from the floor in Wednesday's loss. Scored just 6 points off of 22 turnovers by the Cowboys. Isaiah Brockington finishing with 13 points and Tyrese Hunter with 12 points in that loss for Iowa State. Cyclones did lose back to Baylor on January 1st, all the way back when. Seems pretty long ago, but they did play him. Baylor was ranked number 1 in the country at that time. And Iowa State played them tough, falling 77-72 in Ames back on January 1st. Baylor's won the last 5 in the series. That matches their longest win streak versus the Cyclones. And they hold a 23-20 record of the all-time series versus Baylor. Iowa State shooting for their first win in Waco since 2013. It's been a while since Iowa State has won in Waco. Cyclones 7-10 in Big 12 play. 20-10 overall. Baylor 13-4 and 25-5. Currently tied with Kansas in the standings for the Big 12. Baylor's won 4 straight, 6 of their last 7. They've beaten Kansas and Texas, 2 ranked teams, in their last couple of contests. As for the Cyclones, Coach TJ Otzelberger talking after that loss to Oklahoma State on Wednesday, talking about how his team needs to prepare for a tough final game at Baylor.
Yeah, our guys have practiced well. They've had great energy, and every day I feel like we've been playing more and more for each other. But we are a team that every time we take the court, we have to have a chip on our shoulder. We are not a fancy team. We are not an ultra-skilled team. We have to have the chip on our shoulder at all times, and that wasn't present tonight. That's who we had been the last few weeks. So we got to get back to being that, and we got to flush this one. And
Coach TJ Otzelberger there joining the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield following the loss to Oklahoma State on Wednesday evening, as you heard right here on KGYM. Other Big 12 action, I mentioned Kansas and Texas in the fact that they've lost to Baylor recently. Well, those two teams will play each other. Kansas is hosting Texas this weekend. Texas Tech on the road at Oklahoma State. Also Oklahoma playing at K-State, and TCU making the trip to Morgantown to play West Virginia. Top 25 action tonight. You've got Murray State in action. That's the Ohio Valley semifinals as Murray State plays Southeast Missouri State, not Southeast Murray State. My brain wants to say Southeast Murray State when they're playing. I don't know. My brain is already in weekend mode. Leave it at that. So Murray State against Southeast Missouri State tonight. Top 25 action on Saturday, Arizona, number 2 ranked Wildcats taking on Cal, number 5 Auburn taking on South Carolina. You got Kentucky and Florida, Villanova and Butler, Arkansas and Tennessee in Knoxville on Saturday. Also USC and UCLA, a couple ranked teams playing there. And then UConn is hosting DePaul, Alabama is taking on LSU, and on Sunday, Houston is playing at Memphis. Also one of the feature games this weekend, and ESPN's already there and talking all about it. Going to be one of the feature games this weekend is the final regular season game for Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski. His final game, of course, it's going to come against the North Carolina Tar Heels this weekend. Probably going to be a very emotional scene in Durham this weekend. And ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis talked with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max earlier today. He was asked about how Coach K is going to handle that final regular season game on Saturday.
I think once the game starts, he'll be fine. But the before and after, you know, he's an emotional guy too. People may not know that. They see the emotion from coaching, which is usually on one side of the spectrum. But it might not be as much before, but I imagine it'll get ridiculous after.
ESPN has been talking with former players and coaches that have coached with Coach K all day. If you're just a fan of basketball, you got to respect the work that Coach K has done in the world of college hoops, whether you like Duke or hate Duke with every fiber in your body. Coach K's final regular season game is part of the docket this weekend as they host UNC, which is a fun rivalry regardless of whether it's Coach K's last regular season game or not. So probably some appointment viewing for you this weekend. On the women's side of things, I mentioned we've got Indiana and Maryland on the television screen right in front of us here this afternoon. And in that contest, Indiana's starting to pull away. It looks like they're starting to close it out here, winning 54-49 over Maryland, that game late in the fourth quarter. So you have Indiana likely going to advance here, barring a comeback by the Terps. They will take on the top seed Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State getting past Michigan State earlier today in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament by a 74-58 final. Coming up in just a bit, about 3 hours or so away, you've got Iowa taking on Northwestern. Hawkeyes and Wildcats will meet for the third time this year in the Big Ten quarterfinals of the women's basketball tournament. Iowa has won 12 of the last 16 matchups, and they split their matchups this year. Northwestern did win on the Hawkeyes' home court, and then Iowa won the return matchup in Evanston. And a really good guard matchup tonight between Caitlin Clark and Veronica Burton. Clark, of course, averaging 27.5 points per game, 8 assists, and around 8 rebounds a game, while Burton 17.5 points a game, about 4 steals a game, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds a game for Northwestern. So the Hawkeyes and the 7th-seeded Wildcats will meet up tonight. That's a 5:30 start time or thereabouts from Indianapolis. The late game is the 3rd-seeded Michigan Wolverines taking on Nebraska. Nebraska blew out Illinois in yesterday's action. And if both the Hawkeyes and Wolverines advance, we've got Iowa, Michigan, part 3 coming up tomorrow in Indy in the Big Ten semifinals. Would certainly be a fun meeting there. And we might see Iowa, Ohio State. Hawkeyes looking to get some revenge for that loss in Iowa City to Ohio State. So see how that goes out here with the matchups. But Iowa's got to get through Northwestern first. Saturday, the semifinals. Sunday, the championship game for the world of college hoops. There's your weekend menu. Everything that's going on in the world of college basketball. Lots of tournament play. Lots of fun things to watch. The Arch Madness game between Loyola and Bradley just tipping off. So you can check that out. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening there. It is at 2:38. Spencer at Sports rolling on here for a Friday afternoon. We'll talk a little NFL. Take a look at some other things going on this weekend in the world of sports, NBA, NHL, college baseball and softball, and more. That and more coming up on KGYM.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When he's good, he's thorough good.
But I'm bad to the bone.
When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Good to Be Bad Tour. 45 years of rock. May 3rd, the Paramount Theater. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, live.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-856-4600. 800-856-4600. That's 800-856-4600.
NBA Saturday Primetime on ESPN Radio.
Open left side three. It is good.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the Golden State Warriors continue a four-game road trip when they head to Los Angeles to face LeBron James and a Lakers team desperate for wins.
Sometimes you just have to believe people when they tell you who they are. And this is who the Lakers are right now.
The Warriors and Lakers. Coverage begins tomorrow at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ABC. Presented by Indeed.
All right, back here at 2:41, coming up on 2:42, as Spencer at Sports continues here for a Friday afternoon, 319-366-1600. Talk or text line here on a Friday, taking up till 3 o'clock. I'll be in for the gym class again today, myself and Mark Dukes with you from 3 until 4. Todd and Alex from 4 until 6. Don't forget about our poll question at kgymradio.com. Has to do with Iowa basketball, the Hawkeyes in action on Sunday against the Illinois Fighting Illini, trying to spoil another senior night in the Big Ten. And our question is very simple. Will Iowa beat Illinois on Sunday? Yes or no? Weigh in now at kgymradio.com. Our poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlements. Let's move on to the NFL here. It is Combine weekend. We talked yesterday and heard from ESPN Radio a little bit about different things that people are looking for at the Combine. By people, I mean scouts. What specifically are they looking for at the Combine when it comes to size and speed, and what drills do they watch closely? We heard that yesterday as part of our show. Well, the first day of workouts saw some impressive times posted, especially by the wide receivers at the NFL Scouting Combine. They actually matched a record on Thursday, which is the first night of on-field workouts at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The fastest time of the evening went to Tyquan Thornton, wide receiver from Baylor. He led the way as 8 wide receivers clocked sub 4.4 second times in the 40-yard dash inside the stadium. The unofficial time for Thornton was 4.21, but people there, they do all the review. They review all the times with the electronic timing equipment, and the official time determined to be 4.28, which was the fastest of the evening in the 40-yard dash. The 8 sub-4.4 times actually tied the most by wide receivers at the Combine in any year evaluated since 2006. There were also 8 receivers under 4.4 set in 2007 when Yaman Figures, if you're a Big 12 football fan, you probably remember that name. He set the fastest 40 at that year's combine at a 4.3. 7 receivers were under 4.4 in the 40 in 2019. Initially, the NFL last night said, well, it was broken, but when they looked at the official timings and made sure they were all correct, Alec Pierce of Cincinnati, who was thought to be the ninth guy to break it. He was actually just above 4.4, according to the NFL. Alec Pierce from Cincinnati went from 4.33 on his preliminary time to a 4.41. Thornton was the only official time under 4.3. The next closest was Velus Jones Jr. from Tennessee, who had the next fastest official clocking at 4.31. Calvin Austin III from Memphis had a 4.32 run in the 40. So if you are into the 40 times, that is the tale of the tape from the wide receiver group, especially running backs and linemen are working out here for today in Indy, and those workouts will continue for the weekend going through Sunday. We heard about that yesterday. Some of the winners and losers according to the NFL when it came to doing the on-the-field stuff. Of course, what it means for the draft, we've still got to find out, and how their stock is helped or hurt by what they did or didn't do at the combine. We'll have to see when things come around with the draft itself. But winners per the NFL, a couple names you'll recognize. Sky Moore from Western Michigan, who's been rising up the draft stocks, draft boards. He's been listed as one of the winners, running a 4.41 in the 40. And looking pretty good during the drills yesterday. Chris Olave, no surprise from Ohio State. NFL says it wasn't a contest. NFL Network saying it wasn't a contest. He was the best receiver in Thursday's second group of wide receivers. Chris Olave putting on a show as well. Christian Watson from North Dakota State, FCS receiver. And then Malik Willis from Liberty. Kind of a surprise. Some Hawkeye fans would probably be surprised to hear that David Bell listed as a quote-unquote loser, according to the NFL Network, from the first day of combine workouts. 33-inch vertical, sub-10-foot broad jump, and 4.65 second 40 time. Didn't do much to help him, but you saw David Bell play specifically against the Iowa Hawkeyes. I think he's going to be just fine in the NFL, but David Bell, a notable name for Hawkeye fans and for Big Ten fans, period, according to the NFL Network, as one of the players that didn't get much help with day one of the combine. So there you go. Continue to follow the combine. We'll let you know more about it coming up and get a full recap and reaction as to exactly what happened with the NFL combine workouts this weekend. We'll do that coming up on Monday's show. 2:47, another break, and more coming up, including our What's on Tap. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Gym Class and Todd and Alex's show. That's coming up here in KGYM.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. on 3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
All right, back coming up on 250 here at KGYM, 319-366-1600. Spencer on Sports winding down here for a Friday. I'll stick with you for the 3 o'clock hour as well. Be in the gym class with Mark. We've got plenty to talk about today. We'll take you through the 3 o'clock hour as well. Quick note from the baseball world. You heard in SportsCenter at top of the hour that locked out Major League Baseball players are starting a $1 million fund to support workers that are being impacted by the canceled games in MLB. Sounds like MLB itself, Major League Baseball, also going to be setting up a fund for impacted workers, a source told ESPN. Players Association Friday said the fund will be administered by the union and the AFL-CIO, going to be distributed to stadium workers and others experiencing financial hardship caused by the lockouts. Details of that fund being set up by Major League Baseball have not yet been announced. The players' union listing broadcast and concession crews, electricians, ushers, security, transportation, and janitors among those needed for MLB games, and they are looking to help all of those folks out. Sticking with baseball in the college side of things, the Iowa baseball team in action. They're back in Texas for college baseball action this weekend. They're actually in action right now. And they let a 4-0 lead slip away against Wichita State. Now currently tied at 4 in the 6th inning, but that's part of the Frisco College Baseball Classic. So the Hawkeyes taking on Wichita State right now. They'll play Texas A&M out of the SEC tomorrow at 6. And they'll get a little Pac-12 flavor as well as Washington State. We'll face the Hawkeyes Sunday at noon. Iowa softball has one game in their books this weekend. They beat Indiana State 6-1 on the diamond earlier today. That's part of the Blues City Classic in Memphis. Hawkeyes will play Memphis, the Tigers, tonight. That's actually on ESPN Plus if you wanted to check out Hawkeye softball tonight. It's part of your Friday evening viewing plans. They're scheduled to take on Memphis tonight. They'll also play Butler Bulldogs tomorrow morning around 11:30. And the Cyclones softball team also in action. They are playing in Tucson, Arizona at the Wildcat Invitational. They've got games against Boise State and Arizona tonight, North Dakota and Texas State tomorrow. And they'll face off against another Midwestern school, Loyola of Chicago, coming up on Sunday. So lots of baseball and softball action. Big Ten wrestling in action this weekend, the Big Tens. So plenty of viewing action for you, viewing options, I should say, for you, for whatever you're a fan of in the world of sports. NBA, last night, the Bulls fell to Atlanta, losing 130-124. DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine each had 22 for Chicago. Trae Young with 39 in the win for Atlanta. Big one tonight in the East, big one in the Central Division. You've got the Bulls hosting the Bucks, defending champions, tonight's in Chicago. That game will be ESPN broadcast tonight. So if you're a Bulls fan, you can add that to your list tonight. The other national TV game tonight is the Knicks at Phoenix. Those games on ESPN. TV games this weekend. Saturday, you've got Golden State and the Lakers. That'll be on ABC TV. Also be on ESPN Radio. We'll have it for you on all of our frequencies on Saturday evening. Full day of games on Sunday, too, on the national TV slate. Brooklyn and Boston, Phoenix and Milwaukee, both those games on ABC. Toronto at Cleveland, the Knicks and the Clippers, both on ESPN. And in hockey action last night, Chicago beat Edmonton 4-3, Minnesota beating Philly 5-4. Chicago at Philly this weekend, you can catch that on national TV. Also Dallas at Minnesota on TNT on Sunday. So plenty of options for you this weekend. Let's get to our What's on Tap segment before we step out of here for today. We got plenty on the airwaves for you. Like I mentioned, I'll be stopping by on the gym class once again today. Scott Unash still off covering girls basketball, so I will be your designated hitter again today. And we've got Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us just after 3:30. He'll join Mark and I to talk a bevy of things from the sports world, including boys high school state basketball, maybe some hockey as well. We'll talk to Jeff just after 3:30. Todd and Alex in between 4 and 6. I'll have a full recap, of course, and get your reaction to Iowa's win over Michigan. They'll look at the weekend ahead. And they'll also talk to Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register. That is coming your way at 5 o'clock with Chad joining Todd and Alex right here on KGYM. ESPN Radio programming for you tonight. Don't forget we've got basketball for you on the airwaves tomorrow as Iowa State takes on Baylor. Cyclones and Baylor in action. That's a 5 p.m. tip-off, and you can catch that action right here on KGYM starting at 4. We'll have the NBA game between the Warriors and Lakers to follow that, and then championship basketball from the college ranks for you on Sunday afternoon. Among the games we'll have for you, the Missouri Valley Championship game. We'll have that for you from Westwood One Sports. That'll be our second broadcast of the afternoon. Tip-off set for about 1 o'clock. Chance we might join that in progress, but we'll have that for you on your radio waves and all of our frequencies coming up this weekend. Coming up on our show on Monday, complete recap of the hoops weekend. Everything we learned, everything we saw. We'll get you ready for championship week as well. Big 12 and Big 10 tournaments will be in action next week. We'll take a look at those, take a look at the brackets, break it all down for you. Coming up on Monday's show at 2 o'clock right here on KGYM. Don't forget about our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It's, of course, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. It has to do with the Iowa men's basketball team. Will they get a win Sunday against Illinois? Will Iowa beat Illinois on Sunday? Yes or no? Vote right now at KGYMradio.com. Don't forget our podcasts. If you missed any of our shows, if you missed any of the gym classes shows, or you missed anything from Todd and Alex this week. They had some great guests this week, including Drake head coach Darren DeVries. Also, Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Check out Todd and Alex's podcast as well at KGYMradio.com. Gym class is up next. Have yourself a great weekend. Back here on Monday.